We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're enjoying your lunch break. If it's kicking off with us right now, thank you for being here. Every single day is what I suggest, because here in about 20 minutes, we'll go into 40 minutes of uninterrupted sports radio content. So we'll have no commercials coming up here at 12:20 all the way up to 1. Yeah, it's a great plan. I love it. But I wanted to get in on this conversation about Mike McCarthy. And I'd like to hear from the Tolos here, because I know there are some that strongly feel that he needs to go, and then there are some that feel like he's not the problem. 877-881-1053, the Franklin, that is the truckwreck.com text line. And you can go ahead and text in. Let us know exactly where you stand on this. Are you a Mike McCarthy's got to go, or Mike McCarthy needs to stick around kind of person? This morning, Sean and RJ did ask Jerry Jones a little bit about that. And there are some differences and similarities in that time where Jerry Jones has actually done this. And Mike, I know you have a pretty exceptional rant on why Jerry Jones won't do it. But let's go ahead and get to cut five here. This is Choppy had asked this morning. He asked, you've made one in-season coaching change since you've been here in 2010. What's different from 2010 and now?
We were 1-7 at that time. 1-7. And I think, as I recall, we'd gotten beat the week before for about the exact same score. We were on the road, but not at home. But about the exact score that we got beat Sunday, we got beat. And so I made the change, and we had one win. A little bit of difference here, man.
And, Mike, after the game, Jerry Jones said he's not doing anything to Mike McCarthy. Then yesterday I asked Steven, hey, can you confirm there aren't going to be any significant changes to coaching staff or personnel? And he said, no, he said, that's not in the plan. Steven's approach yesterday was everybody just has to be better at what they're doing. And I mean, quite honestly, if everybody is better, it's all cake for everybody. Everybody's pretty happy. Ed Werder, this morning tweeted out that Mike McCarthy provided the players a list of approximately 10 questions to ask themselves during the bye week to ensure that they are introspective and reflect on how they can improve themselves and the team, keeping with that in look in the mirror type of theme. And then he suggested that Jerry Jones did not get the email. But that's Mike McCarthy saying, look, man, here we are 3-3 as a football team, and we can still make something happen if we play better. What are you going to do to make the difference?
Yeah, I think that based off of that, that's an individual question and a team question, yeah. Right? It's almost like you have two answers. Individually, what can I do? And then team-wise, what can we do? I won't say I'm a fan of Mike McCarthy, but I think he's doing a great job under the circumstance of what you have to do to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
I think what you're saying, I like what you're saying. So it is not an easy position to be in Dallas.
Yeah. And so I understand the people that want Mike McCarthy fired. I get you. I understand. Didn't you also want Kellen Moore fired? Didn't you want Jason Garrett fired? Didn't you want, I don't know, whoever you wanted fired, you probably wanted them all fired, because you're never happy with the coach, because ultimately, besides Jimmy Johnson, they don't get you anywhere.
Right.
I mean, even the players, I always bring this up. Literally, there's no player from 1995 that gives Barry Switzer any credit. He was just standing there so that Jerry could win a title without a head coach. He wanted to prove that you could do it without a head coach, and he actually did it with Jimmy's players. He actually won a championship without a head coach. And so I look at Mike McCarthy, and he's been successful under the toughest place to coach, I think, now that Daniel Snyder is out. Arguably. Maybe there's other ones that are worse. Jacksonville. I don't know if it's the ownership or it's just they can't figure it out.
Yeah, that might be the case.
But I look at this and go, he is 3-3. So in a way, I do agree with Jerry Jones. How in the world did you even beat Pittsburgh? Like, really looking at what you had talent-wise in that game going on the road, he figured that out. He has taken a guy like Andy Dalton and whoever, hat creator guy, and, you know, Cooper Rush in that year. And he
DiNucci.
Ended up, yeah, he ended up winning some game. Like, that didn't look like you could win a game. I look at Mike McCarthy, and I get you, Cowboy fans. I get that you hate him, and I get that you want him out. And you wanted him fired because he ended up being 3-3 in these first six games. Man, that's not bad. It's not good. It's not bad. And the other thing, too, is when he fired Wade Phillips, he had his stepson as the offensive coordinator. And he wanted his stepson, Jason Garrett, to be the coach for the next 20 years.
He was the coach in waiting.
Yeah, he doesn't have a guy there.
Yeah.
He has no coach in waiting
that
here.
That is a very interesting perspective.
So there. Even if he loses the next two games, because at San Francisco and at Atlanta are not easy games.
Nope.
Let's just say he loses the next two games, and he loses them by a total of 30 points. That would be a lot. You know, on average, losing by 15 points in the NFL in those two games. He's still not going to fire him because he's 3-5, and he still has a chance to make the playoffs. And he looks at it that way. This is not Steinbrenner.
He does. One of the other things in that season, I don't know that they lost the room. They did lose the room. Tony Romo got injured. He broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
You have a healthy Dak Prescott right now. There's no reason to like change the direction of the organization in the middle of the season again when you're 3-3. Now, I think whenever the game was over, the cry of how the F can you have look that bad?
Yeah.
And a lot of times you do feel like that's got to be on the coach. If you look that bad against an opponent and get blown out by that big of a number, what did the coach not do to get his team prepared or ready to go? Why weren't you ready for that game? And by all means, listening to Jerry this morning and Steven this morning, they all say they didn't expect it. Like, nobody thought in that group that they would get run as much as they did. They would take that kind of a thumping. And I think whenever you go to the start of the season, going into a season with a head coach that doesn't have a contract, everybody kind of already assumes he's on his way out at some point. So I feel like questions from the morning show all year leading up. At what point do you think it's going to be? Will it be the bye week? Will it be this? We've been discussing this for a while.
Yeah.
So I think everybody was just waiting for a 49-7 or 47-9 moment to go, okay, this must be the lightning rod for Jerry Jones to make a decision.
And I will say, at the end of the year, if they don't make the playoffs, he'll get let go because his contract's up. He won't even be fired, right?
Yeah.
We're just not offering him a contract. We're letting Mike McCarthy go along. They did the same thing with like kind of Jason Garrett. Hey, we're not really firing him, you know, this and that. And I think Mike McCarthy is good. Here's the deal. I just don't think you can get better under Jerry Jones. I'm not saying Mike McCarthy is the best. I'm saying he's probably like, I don't know, the 10th best head coach in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. In fact, I think it's the best you can do under this system. I get the Bill Belichick stuff, and I get how much people want him, and I get the excitement there.
I still think there would have to be organizational changes if Belichick comes in.
I understand the frustration of the Cowboys fan wanting to blame it on something that can be changed. Because we all know the thing that won't be changed is Jerry Jones. And that's probably the issue over the last 30 years. Mike McCarthy is not perfect. Mike McCarthy is not the best. Mike McCarthy is the best you can do under Jerry Jones.
I think you're right on the aspect of he is a football coach and he's trying to continue being a football coach in, you could say circus, but you could also say a business first organization, marketing first organization. But Mike McCarthy has stuck to, I'm going to try to do everything I can to get the players to focus on football. And while everything else that surrounds the organization at the Star, anywhere they go, it's everything but football. Football is the thing that brings it all together.
Yeah.
But it's everything but, and that's where Mike McCarthy is, I think, doing a good job of his stewardship by saying, I'm trying to guide these guys in the football realm. But you're right. Not all coaches can handle trying to focus on football and dealing with everything else that the Cowboys bring.
I'm looking at right now YouTube. Thanks you for rejoining us. There's a little over 400 people right now watching on YouTube. So that's the one I'm looking. If you're on Twitch, I love you Twitch people. I'm just not on there right now. Is somebody put up there, hey, it's not 100% Jerry. And I agree. I'm not saying this is 100% Jerry. There's injuries. I just said Mike McCarthy's not the best coach in the NFL. I'm probably putting him around 10th. Guess what? I also think the quarterback's around 10th. You can think he's the 30th. You can think he's the best. You people are insane that think he's either great or horrible. He's good. But the problem is he's just not good enough. He's not great. So, yeah, there's issues. You have lack of depth. You can't handle injuries. Your coaching staff isn't the best. So when you have the best at nothing, you don't have the best quarterback. You don't have the best coach.
You have the highest paid quarterback.
Right, but he's not close to the best.
They'll make sure to – I mean, he mentioned it at least three times this morning. Hey, we got the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah.
Don't forget we did that this offseason.
The closest that you have is maybe you have the best defensive player in the NFL at times, okay. And Micah Parsons, he's hurt right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have that right now to maybe make up for a lot of crap that you have on defense. And it's getting exposed on how somewhat crappy your defense is without Micah Parsons. So I look at this and I go, hey, you can want Mike McCarthy fired, but you have to explain to me how you believe Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and Will McClay in the background are going to be able to hire a great head coach with a great coaching staff, and they're going to let them do their job. They're not going to step in their way, and they're not going to have Jerry Jones after the game holding a press conference.
Which I think Mike goes,
he has nothing to do with winning in, like, you should have. Jerry Jones is not this smart. I wish I could say he's this smart, but he's not. He actually thinks he actually won or lost the game on Sunday. Jerry should understand, I actually have nothing to do with Sunday, but he doesn't get it.
This, and it does kind of lead more credence to one of the people that you think could handle that is Deion, because he's
right.
He loves that environment.
Deion was actually a major issue. One of the things that I was like, oh, this isn't good. I remember just being a high school senior, or it might have been right out of high school when Jerry overstepped the coaching staff and said, I'm going to go to Jerry and say we shouldn't be doing these things. And then Jerry's like, I agree with Deion, and told the coaching staff, you're not doing like these morning meetings or whatever it was. Like, Deion's like, I'm not going to talk to the head coach. The head coach really doesn't run the show here.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry runs the show. Jerry's the head coach. You don't even got that yet. Now, I know it's changed over time because he's gotten older. He's not there as much. But Jerry was the head coach during Barry Switzer. Jerry was the head coach during a Pittsburgh guy.
Jimmy Johnson had a lot of power.
Chan Gailey.
Jimmy Johnson had a lot of power because he was winning for one.
Deion wasn't here with Jimmy. He knew he couldn't do that with
Jimmy.
Yeah,
he also had power over the players. They believed that they would. I mean, Sherman Williams was a perfect example. I can be cut on the field. Mm. I can tell me to take my pads off in the middle of a game and just leave.
Yeah.
He can tell me to go to the asthma field. That doesn't exist. It doesn't quite exist, the power of a coach anymore. Right. Here is, though, but this is the other thing, too. Anybody that's expecting it to happen in the middle of the season, man, I would love for Mike McCarthy to have the opportunity to keep coaching here. I think he's a good coach for what he does.
If he makes the playoffs, I think he'll stay around. So if you really want him fired, you should really start rooting against the Cowboys to make the playoffs.
I think there are some things that still he's dated. Maybe Zimmer's defense is a little dated, and that's why they get steamrolled, like Mike Zimmer has said. As in addition to not having the talent that they need to do some of the things they want. But this is Jerry Jones this morning talking about the pros and cons of making an in-season coaching change. Oh, cut number six. My apologies. Let's go to Jerry. This was Jerry on Sean and RJ this morning.
They aren't good, and they usually are ineffective, and they just aren't good. And they've got to be, at that particular time, I did think it was the thing to do. I think it did produce a positive effect, but we'll never know, will we, of what Wade. All Wade did was move over to Denver. He didn't become the head coach. He became the defensive coordinator, and was one of the few times in my 35 years in the NFL that I heard throughout the league that the one coach was responsible for them having the team, and that was Wade Phillips running the defense for Denver when they won the Super Bowl. Now, that was the coach I'd let go out of here just a few years earlier. So much for knee-jerking on 1-7.
That is he had the conversation with himself, I think, while he was getting mad at Sean and RJ and Bobby this morning. He was having the conversation with himself of, do I just stay patient or do I react? Like, I can't look back at all the failures because I've failed a lot. I can't look back at all those and not look at the good stuff, too, because there have been good decisions. But you got to be able to make, you know, those good and bad ones as you go along.
I was a Cowboy fan then. I'm recently not a Cowboy fan anymore. that just shows how little he probably the biggest job of a general manager. I know he has all the other titles.
Self-evaluation.
And also about getting the right coaching staff. That's really a major job. And he is still so lost in his head. Wade Phillips was never a good head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. I'm not trying.
He's a great defensive coordinator.
Great defensive. Brilliant. He can't even get through his brain today because he was the defensive coordinator, Jerry. He wasn't the head coach. They weren't going to win the Super Bowl in Denver if Wade Phillips was the head coach. He can't get it. He's like, see how stupid I was to let him go? See how he did it? As the defensive coordinator. But that's Jerry for you. Like, that's, I will say this. I think he's a super smart man. One of the greatest owners in the history of sports. But it shows how unknowledgeable he is to be nice about what the actual job is of a general manager and who is good at what.